Hi, Luca. The anecdote I'm going to tell you is named Stealing Books for Reading. And it happens when I was in an institution for poor people where I lived for 14 years until 18. So, one day, when I was 15, I was reading a book in a courtyard. I had from a friend of mine. It was my first book, 15, yes. Because in this institution we had school books, but not book for reading, not book for fun. All of a sudden, I heard, "Corpus, what are you doing? Come here." It was the man in charge. I said, "I am doing nothing. I am just reading." He said, "Give me the book." Ah, he said, "It's not a book for you. You are too young." "But I am 15. And it is a book about pirates and adventures." And he went away. I was, "Oh, hijo de puta cabronazo que se ha quitado mi libro. This is not going to happen anymore." I was not happy. But there was no book in the institution, of course. Finally, after several months, I noticed that older people than me was reading books, and they kept their book on their backs. So I managed to make a key to take the books. And I succeeded. After a while, I could open any bags. So every weekend, in the morning, after the breakfast, I used to open the bag. And when I found the book, I used to go to the hidden place. There was a little room where I went into through the window. And I stayed there from breakfast until dinner, skipping even the lunch and the activities like the church. So I noticed two things when I was in this hidden place. First, when I was reading, I was not in the institution anymore. I was in another dimension. I was in the story world, the books dimension. It was amazing. And the second is that nobody noticed I was absent, my absence. Nobody noticed I was not at lunch. Nobody noticed I was not attending the church. So I learned that I could be invisible in this place. And I did so well that 3 years later, at 18, when I decided to quit the place, the manager told me, "But are you still living here?" I said, "Yes, I was." And happy, and without looking back, I crossed eagerly the door, and I met someone who was looking, who was waiting for me for 14 years, my life. And this is the end of my anecdote, Lucas. Stealing books for reading. I'm Antonio from Spain. Bye, 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 bye.